希望这个对我们有帮助。
And I hope this will help us.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
主，你是赐恩典的神。
Lord, you are the God of grace.
在这个感恩的季节，也在这个圣诞的时候，我们特别知道说你将你的独生儿子耶稣基督赐给我。
So in the season of Thanksgiving and when we celebrate Christmas, we want to thank you for giving us your only begotten Son.
主啊，你的慈爱永远长存。
For your mercy endures forever.
主，我们就将今天的敬拜交托你。
And we commit our worship into your hands.
让我们思想亚伯拉罕故事的时候，我们从中得到启示。
And when we ponder the story of Abraham, we will receive some inspiration.
主，你在我们未出生之前，已经为我们有美好的预备。
We know that you have made a wonderful preparation for us even before we were born.
我们为着救恩来感谢你。
And we thank you for our salvation.
你愿我们可以效法亚伯拉罕的样式。
That we may follow the example of Abraham.
按着亚伯拉罕的脚踪走。
And follow his footsteps.
我们一生一世讨主你的喜悦。
That our life will be pleasing to you.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray all these in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 夜已经深了，以撒和两个仆人已经酣然入睡，亚伯拉罕却依然辗转反侧，难以入睡。活了一百多岁，从来没有这样严重的失眠过。看到皎洁的月光照在以撒那年轻英俊的脸庞上，亚伯拉罕难以入睡。
It was late at night.Isaac and the two servants were soundly asleep, but Abraham was still tossing and turning, finding it difficult to fall asleep. He said, I have lived more than 100 years old, and I have never had such serious insomnia. What happened these days? Abraham turned around and saw Isaac's handsome young face against the beautiful moonlight. Compassionate affection surged to his heart.
所以亚伯拉罕从心里面呼喊说，我儿以撒，难道今晚就是你和我的最后一夜吗？
Abraham said softly to himself, Isaac, my son, is tonight the last night that we are together as father and son?
亚伯拉罕一生常与上帝对话，每一次他都会沉浸在一种奇妙无比的感觉之中，但是三天之前的这次对话却让他十分的震惊，因为上帝说，你要带你的儿子往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示的山上把他献为燔祭。
Abraham talked to God throughout his life, and every time he would be immersed in this very amazing feeling. But the conversation 3 days ago shocked him. For God said, take your son to the land of Moriah,and offer him as a burnt offering on the mountain I will show you.
亚伯拉罕不知道自己是怎么样走回帐篷。当地的迦南人有这种将婴儿献祭的这种风俗，亚伯拉罕以为不耻。但是现在上帝却要他把自己的儿子献祭，亚伯拉罕喃喃自语，主啊，你为什么一定要以撒呢？
Abraham didn't know how to walk back to his tent. The local Canaanites had this custom of sacrificing babies. Abraham thought it disgusting. But now God wants to sacrifice his beloved son. Abraham murmured to himself, Lord, why do you have to have Isaac?
他只不过是一个十几岁的孩子，我所有的一切都可以给你，这帐篷，这牲畜，还有所有的财富，甚至我这把老骨头，为什么一定是以撒？
He is just a teenage boy. I can give you everything. This tent, these livestock, all my wealth, even my own life. Why must it be Isaac?
亚伯拉罕75岁的时候，上帝要他离开家乡乌尔，于是他带着一切所有的来到迦南这个地方。虽然远离自己的家乡和宗族，但他并不觉得孤单，因为上帝多次向他显现，并时时地保护他。
When Abraham was 75 years old, God told him to leave his hometown of Ur. So he came to Canaan with all his possessions. Although far away from his hometown and his clan, he did not feel lonely, because God appeared to him many times and protected him from time to time.
迦南地远不如他的家乡来的富庶，但是亚伯拉罕既得到上帝的祝福，他的财富就多得不可胜数。他在迦南地的影响力也是与日俱增，美中不足的就是他和萨拉一直没有后代。为这事，他们夫妻俩伤透了脑筋。
Canaan was far less wealthy than his hometown, but since Abraham was blessed by God, his wealth became innumerable, and his influence in Canaan also increased day by day. The only misfortune was that he and Sarah had no children, and they were very troubled by this.
亚伯拉罕深爱萨拉，所以他不肯再娶。但是在萨拉的极度的催促下，他不得不娶了他的使女夏甲为妻，希望得个一男二女。虽然生了一个儿子，取名叫以实玛利，但是这个也给亚伯拉罕带来了很多的烦恼。
Abraham loved Sarah deeply and refused to marry again. At Sarah's strong urging, he married her maid Hagar as a concubine, hoping to have a son or two daughters. Although she gave birth to a son, Ishmael, it brought countless troubles to Abraham.
因为妻妾不和，险些还闹出人命来。后来上帝数度造访亚伯拉罕，宣告萨拉必会生一个儿子。夫妻两个人笑而不言，怎么可能这个年纪还会再生孩子呢？但是上帝奇妙的是萨拉怀孕生子，以后这个孩子以撒就必将要承受亚伯拉罕的产业。为此夫妻是无比的喜悦，大摆宴席庆贺。
And because of the discord between his wife and concubine,Someone almost died because of it. Later, God visited Abraham several times and declared that Sarah would have a son. The couple laughed without saying a word, thinking that no one could bear children at that age. But God miraculously caused Sarah to be pregnant and gave birth to a son, Isaac, and promised that the child would inherit God's promise to Abraham in the future.For this reason, they were extremely joyful and celebrated with a great feast.
亚伯拉罕百岁得子，以撒就成了他的心肝宝贝一样，爱若掌上明珠，唯恐他受了什么委屈，遭遇不测。为了平息家庭的纷争，他不得已在以实玛利十几岁的时候就打发他们母子离开了家庭。虽然他心里十分的不舍，但是为了以撒的未来，他也忍痛割爱了。亚伯拉罕心里思忖：我已经失去了以实玛利，难道在以撒十几岁的时候，我也要失去这个儿子吗？主啊，你可知道与儿子那种分离的苦痛吗？
Abraham had a son at 100 years old, and Isaac naturally became his beloved treasure. He cherished him like a shining pearl in his palm, lest he would be wronged or suffered unexpectedly. In order to quell family disputes, he had to send Hagar and her son away when Ishmael was just a teenager. Although he was very reluctant, but for the future of Isaac, he had to let him go. Abraham thought, I have lost Ishmael.Will I also lose Isaac, who is a teenager? Lord, do you know the pain of separation from my son?
亚伯拉罕不知道那个夜晚是怎么度过的，他思绪万千，神情恍惚。他趁着怎么样 将这个事情跟他的妻子萨拉来沟通。他知道说，如果这个时候告诉萨拉的话，他肯定不会同意。想到这里，他就暂时把自己的心情放在一边，来盘算着怎么样告诉萨拉这件事情。
Abraham didn't know how the night was spent. He was confused and bewildered. He was thinking about how to tell Sarah about this. Thinking of this, he had to put his feelings aside for the time being and figure out how to discuss this matter with his wife, Sarah.
萨拉为了不能生育这件事，不知受了多少的委屈和屈辱。为了后裔，甚至愿意和其他人来分享自己的丈夫，将使女给了亚伯拉罕为妾。不成想，这反而加重了他的烦恼，因为当夏甲怀孕，便小瞧他的祖母。
Sarah suffered much humiliation for being barren. For the sake of having an offspring, she was even willing to share her husband with someone else and gave her maid to Abraham as a concubine. This unexpectedly aggravated her troubles, because while Hagar was pregnant, she looked down on Sarah.
亚伯拉罕清楚地记得，当萨拉发现自己怀孕的时候那份惊喜万分的表情。没有想到这个年纪居然可以生子，洗刷他多年的耻辱，了却了他多年的心愿。
Abraham clearly remembered Sarah's expression of joy when she found out that she was pregnant. It never occurred to her that she could have children at this age. This cleared her shame and fulfilled her wish for many years.
萨拉怀抱以撒，笑逐颜开，那个情形还依然在亚伯拉罕的眼前闪过。他大声地赞美上帝，这一切都历历在目。十几年如一日，无智无微的照顾儿子，以撒就是他的命根子。他会舍得儿子吗？不会，绝对不会。
Sarah embraced Isaac with laughter and praised God loudly. All this was vividly portrayed in Abraham's memory. For more than 10 years, she had taken care of her son in every possible way. Isaac was her life. Would she be willing to give her son up? No, absolutely not.
想到这里，亚伯拉罕决定不将这件事情告诉萨拉。但是如果不告诉他，那会是怎么样的结果呢？亚伯拉罕没有办法想象萨拉面对失去儿子的情况是什么样的反应，他实在是左右为难。
Thinking about this, Abraham decided not to tell Sarah about it. But if I don't tell her, what would be the consequence? Abraham could not imagine how to face Sarah, who would lose her son. He was really in a dilemma.
不但是萨拉，如何向儿子以撒来解释这件事，亚伯拉罕也是毫无主张。以撒实在是个很乖的孩子，从小到大从来没给父母添过任何的烦恼。这个孩子聪明伶俐，孝敬父母，而且尤为可贵的是他敬畏上帝。
Not only Sarah, how could I tell this to my son? Abraham had no idea. Isaac was really a very well-behaved child, never caused any trouble for his parents. Besides, he was smart, respectful,And one very precious thing especially was he know how to fear God.
主啊，你岂不是要建立以撒吗？为什么要取走他呢？如果以撒坚决的不从，那我应该如何是好？想到这里，亚伯拉罕决定暂时将这个事情也去隐瞒以撒。所以他也没有告诉以撒这个事情。
Abraham was thinking, Lord, don't you want to establish Isaac? And why do you want to take him away? If Isaac is determined not to obey me, what should I do? Will he hold on to hatred for life because of this? Thinking of this, Abraham decided to conceal this matter from his wife for the time being and did not tell Isaac about it either.
第二天清早，早上起来，亚伯拉罕就带着两个仆人，还预备了一些干粮和水。他和以撒就告别了撒拉上路，说好他们是要去摩利亚山敬拜上帝，数日便回。
Waking up early the next day, Abraham brought two servants and prepared some dry food and water. He and Isaac bid farewell to Sarah and went on the road. They told her that they were just heading to Mount Moriah to worship God and would return within a few days.
其实从他们所住的地方别示巴到摩利亚山，路途并不是特别的遥远，但是他们却整整的走了两天。
In fact, the journey from Beersheba, where they lived, to Mount Moriah was not particularly far away, but they took 2 days to walk that journey.
亚伯拉罕希望时间过得慢些，再慢些，他可以孩子有更多的时间在一起。以撒一切路上却是非常的开心，难得有和父亲一起出门的机会，所以他跑前跑后，嬉笑打闹，他对路旁的树木花草也非常的有兴趣，还有那些各种各样的飞鸟，还有地上的小动物，他也充满了好奇。
Abraham hoped that the time would pass more slowly, so that he could spend more time with his son. Isaac was very happy all the way. It was very rare to go far away with his son together.He laughed and snarled as he ran. He was very interested in the flowers and trees on the wayside, and full of curiosity about all kinds of birds and animals on the ground.
亚伯拉罕注视着儿子的一举一动，心里面一阵一阵的酸痛。他珍惜和以撒在一起的每一刻，但这一天竟是如此之快，转眼之间。落日洒满了大地，到处都是一片金黄色。明天就是第三天了，他们即将抵达摩利亚山，上帝所指示亚伯拉罕献祭的地方。
Abraham watched his son's every move, and his heart ached. He cherished every moment he spent with Isaac, but this day went by so fast.In a blink of an eye, the afterglow of the sunset covered the earth, and everywhere was golden. Tomorrow would be the third day, and they are about to arrive at Mount Moriah, where God instructed Abraham to offer the sacrifice.
亚伯拉罕吩咐仆人支搭帐篷，预备过夜。由于旅途的疲劳，晚餐之后，以撒和仆人很快就进入了梦乡。但是亚伯拉罕毫无睡意，主啊，这几天他不断地呼喊着，主啊，为什么是以撒呢？既然你现在要取走他，何必当初你赐给我呢？让我现在如此的心痛，难以割舍。
Abraham told his servants to pitch a tent and prepare for the night.Due to the exhaustion of the journey, Isaac and the servants soon fell asleep after dinner, but Abraham could not sleep. Lord, he has been crying out these days, why Isaac? If you want to take him now, why give him to me in the first place? It hurts me so much, it's hard to give up.
想到这里，亚伯拉罕不禁老泪纵横。这是我和以撒在一起的最后一夜。我不要睡觉，我要多看看我的儿子。亚伯拉罕抚摸着以撒的头发，暗下决心，他要坐等天明。
Think of this, Abraham couldn't help crying. He thought to himself, "This is my last night with Isaac. I don't want to sleep. I want to see my son more." Abraham stroked Isaac's hair and made up his mind that he would just sit.And wait for the dawn.
亚伯拉罕边思想边流泪，不知不觉地昏昏欲睡。眼前 浮现出上帝与他立约的那个情景。当时他把牛羊献祭的劈成两半摆在地上，那么直到天黑日落，有火从天上降下，上帝从其中经过。主啊，你向来都是赐福于我的，何时你曾向我索取什么，我又拿什么给你呢？是啊，上帝所立的约是单方面的无条件的约，因为你立下的保证必然实现你的诺言，你要将这地赐给我为业，你如应许说必然会实现这诺言，你要使我的后裔多如天上的星星。
Abraham pondered and cried and felt it drowsy. God's covenant with him emerged before his eyes. That day he split the sacrificed animals such as ox and sheep in half and placed them on the ground. When it was dark after sunset, fire fell from the sky, and God passed through these split animals. You have always been with me and blessed me. When did you ever ask for me anything? What shall I give to you? Yes, God made a unilateral and unconditional covenant with me, and God made a promise, and God will keep it. God will give me this land as an inheritance, and God will make my descendants as many as the stars in the heavens.
你曾说过，那生在我家的大马色人以利以谢不是我的后裔，夏甲给我生的儿子以实玛利也不能承受盟约。你曾发誓说过，从以撒所生出的才是我的后裔，要继承这盟约的应许。耶和华的膀臂岂是缩短的吗？耶和华岂有难成的事吗？耶和华岂能掩耳无信吗？
You once said that Eliezer, the Damascus man who was born in my family, would not be my descendant, and Ishmael, who Hagar gave birth to me, could not inherit the covenant. You swore and said that the offspring of Isaac would be my descendants and inherit the promises of this covenant. Is the arm of the Lord shortened? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Can the Lord speak and lie?
想到这里，亚伯拉罕睡意全无，他开始起身伏伏在地，默默地敬拜。既然以撒是你应许给我的后裔，他断不能死。即使我将以撒献为燔祭，主啊，你也必会使他从死里复活，使他承受你所赐给我的基业。
Thinking of this, Abraham became sober. He bowed down to the ground and worshipped silently. Since Isaac is the offspring you have promised, he cannot die. Even if I offer Isaac as a burnt offering, you, O Lord, will be able to raise him from the dead and let him inherit the promises you have given me.
你既然可以从撒拉那枯干的肚腹之中将以撒生出来，你也必能使从以撒生出众多的后裔。主啊，求你原谅我这信心的软弱，居然一时之间的糊涂，多有抱怨，我真是老糊涂了。即使今日你取走了以撒，我也要为他的生命来感谢你。
Since you can give birth to Isaac from Sarah's withered womb, you will also be able to bring many descendants out of Isaac. Lord, please forgive me my fragile faith. In my perplexity, I complained a lot. I have become an old, complaining person. Even if you take Isaac today, I will be grateful for his life.
主啊，一切都是你所赐给的，我不应当留下一样的好处不献给你。是的，主，你可想向谁借过东西呢？你可向曾经向谁拿过礼物呢？这世上的一切不都是属于你的吗？地和地上一切所有的，海和海中所存的，天以及天外之天。
Lord, everything is given from you. I shouldn't withhold anything from you. Yes, Lord. Have you ever borrowed anything from anyone? Have you ever taken a gift from someone? Doesn't everything in this world belong to you? The earth and everything thereof, the sea and everything that lives in the sea, the heaven and the heavens beyond.
亚伯拉罕不住的祷告，赞美上帝，内心的忧虑和伤痛一并消除。他不住的喃喃自语，感谢神，你赐以撒给我，他既是我的儿子，也是你的儿子。主啊，我不会留下一样所有的东西不给你，因为你已经将那最好的赐给我，也没有留下一样的好处不没有赐给我。
Abraham kept praying, praising God, and the worries and pain in his heart vanished. He kept muttering to himself, Thank you, Lord, for giving me Isaac. He is both my son and your son.Lord, I will not withhold anything from you because you have given me the best. You have not withheld any good things from me.
想到这里，亚伯拉罕禁不住要笑出声来。祷告完毕，他的心里面豁然的开朗，他面带微笑，慢慢的进入了甜美的梦乡。
Thinking of this, he couldn't help laughing out loud. After praying,Abraham felt relieved and rejuvenated and fell asleep with a smile on his face.
父亲，父亲，以撒的呼喊唤醒了沉睡中的亚伯拉罕。这时候太阳已经高高的挂在天空上，亚伯拉罕急忙起身，带着仆人和儿子继续前行。
Father, father, Isaac's cry awakened the sleeping Abraham.The sun was already hanging high in the sky. Abraham hurriedly rose up, took his servants and son, and continued on.
远远的，他们看到了摩利亚山，亚伯拉罕就将仆人留在了山上，以免打扰他们献祭。如果他们知道的话，亚伯拉要恨以撒，显然他们必然会拦阻。以撒就背着柴，亚伯拉罕拿着火把和刀。父子一同上山。
Seeing Mount Moriah from a distance, Abraham left his servants at the foothill of the mountain so as not to disturb them in offering the sacrifice. Because if they knew that Abraham would sacrifice Isaac, they would definitely stop it. Isaac carried the wood, Abraham took the torch and the knife, and the father and son went up the mountain together.
以撒天真地问父亲，柴火都有了。那献祭的羔羊在哪里？亚伯拉罕镇定地对以撒说：“孩子，上帝必会预备献祭的羔羊。是的，耶和华以勒，在耶和华的山上必有预备。”
Isaac asked his father innocently, "There is wood and fire, but what is the sacrificial lamb?" Abraham calmly said to Isaac, My child, God will prepare a lamb for the sacrifice. Yes, Jehovah Jireh, there will be provision on the mountain of Jehovah.
圣经上面继续记载了这个故事的后面的部分。
The Bible continued to record the latter part of the story.
创世记第二十二章第九节这样讲，他们到了神所指示的地方。亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒，放在坛的柴上。
And then in Genesis chapter 22, verse 19 continues to say, When they arrived at the place God instructed, Abraham built an altar there, arranged the firewood, bound his son Isaac, and placed him on the wood on the altar.
亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀，要杀他儿子。他的儿子，耶和华的使者从天上呼喊说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕！”他说：“我在这里。”天使说：“你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你的 独生的儿子留下不给我。
Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. The angel of the Lord called him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, he said, I'm here. The angel cried out from heaven and said, Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊两脚扣在稠密的小树中，亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。亚伯拉罕给这个地方起名叫耶和华以勒，意思就是耶和华必预备。直到今日，人还说在耶和华的山上必有预备。
Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram, caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide, as it is said to this day.
耶和华的使者第二次从天上呼叫亚伯拉罕说，耶和华说，你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你的独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说，论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星星，海边的沙。你子孙必得着仇敌的城门，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.Because you have obeyed my voice.
于是亚伯拉罕回到他仆人那里，他们一同起身回别示巴去。亚伯拉罕就住在别示巴。
So Abraham returned to his two servants, and they rose and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham lived at Beersheba.
圣经新约圣经希伯来书曾经对这个事件做了非常好的注释。
And now in the New Testament, in the book of Hebrews, it made a very, very good commentary on this story.
希伯来书第十一章第八节这样讲：亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候，还不知道往哪里去。他因着信，就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地。居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒雅各一样，因为他等候那座有根基的城。
In Hebrews chapter 11 verses 8 to 10 says, By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land.Living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God.
因着信，连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数还能怀孕，因他以为那应许他的是可信的，所以从一个仿佛已死的人就生出子孙，如同天上的星那样众多，海边的沙那样无数。这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，从远处望见且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
And Hebrews 11 continues, By faith Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age.Since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, for one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants, as many as the stars of heaven, and as many as innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth.
说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡，他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。论到儿子，曾有话说，从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。他以为神还能叫死人，还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promise was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, Though Isaac shall your offspring be named, he considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back.
弟兄姐妹，亚伯拉罕的故事已经讲完了。
So, brothers and sisters, the story of Abraham has ended.
但是我们今天依然在等候亚伯拉罕所等待的。
But today we still wait for what Abraham waited.
我们依然盼望亚伯拉罕所盼望的。
And we still hope for Abraham had hoped.
只不过我们更加的确定，因为耶稣基督已经为我们成就了那个救恩。
But we wait with more certainty because Jesus has accomplished the salvation for us.
我们完全得赎的日子已经近了。
And the day of our complete redemption draws near.
在这个世界，无论何人何事，不能将我们与神的爱隔绝。
And in this world, no one or anything can separate us from the love of God.
因为我们知道耶和华以勒在耶和华的山上必有预备。
Because we know that Jehovah Jireh, on the mount of the Lord, he shall be provided.
愿神祝福他的话语。
And may the Lord bless his own words.
Amen.
Amen.